Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians. 720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hard fact of the day, 200 new COVID cases over the weekend nationwide and 15 cases in Lagos. Lagos cases have dropped by half from last weekend. But remember, I always say that we have to stay vigilant, right? Limit your movement, wear a mask when you go out, keep your distance from people when you can, and wash your hands as often as possible, sanitize your hands as often as possible so that we can do everything we can to get vaccinated. How did your weekend go? Mine went fantastically. So for the past, I don't know, maybe 6 months or more, I've been trying to recreate this abacha that I used to eat when I was, an 11, 12-year-old? You know, in secondary school, Mami Buka's abacha. Her abacha is out of this world. Premium stuff. And for the past maybe 8 months, I've been trying to recreate it. And Lagos, last night, I finally did it, and I'm so happy and proud of myself. I honestly think that I deserve a round of applause for myself, because like, I've been on this journey for a long time. Now my partner doesn't mind, he's a guinea pig, so anyone I make, he will eat it. I'm like, baby, I think we're almost there. Baby's like, this is the final one. I'm like, shit, you don't even know what it tastes like. He's just happy to be there and supply his stomach to eat it. But last night I did it, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm going to give myself a round of applause, because it's not easy, man. Thank you. You know, have you ever had something like that haunt you? Like something just stay on your mind and you're just doing your best and you're like, I want to eat this thing again and I want to make it the way they used to make it and I'm going to do my best until I get it right. And have you ever done it and gotten it right? Because when I talked about it on my social media, different people were talking to me about the different things. So for some people, it was the crayfish stew they served them in boarding school, in secondary school. For some other people, it was a particular kind of buns. For some other people, it was a kind of meat pie. And speaking of meat pie, thank you so much to Best Bakery in Surulere. They offered me a box of complimentary meals. I like food a lot. So there was shawarma in it. There was like samosa in it. There was like meat pie in it. It was really delicious. Sean and your darling wife, thank you so much. I really appreciated getting that gift from you. But yes, back to my abacha. I'm looking forward to just going home and washing it down with a chill bottle of orange drink. I'm not going to give them free advert on the show with like fried fish like this. Oh. But anyways, get vaccinated. Vaccines save lives. Ignore people that tell you otherwise. Phase 2 of the vaccinations are ongoing. That's our second hard fact of the day. If you've not gotten your jabs yet, make arrangements to do so. Go to the nearest primary healthcare center for your first dose. If you're in Lagos, you have to register first, though. Register first on their website and then go and get vaccinated. But if you are outside of Lagos, just walk into any healthcare center and you're going to get vaccinated. It's very easy, very straightforward. And then if you've gotten your first dose, you need to get your second. So make sure that you go back to where you got your first and get your second. And thank you, while you are at it, for making Hard Facts the number one current affairs show in Lagos. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about the aftermath of the Anambra Gubernatorial elections. Then let's talk about Malami saying that finance will determine if the president signs the Electoral Act amendment. Let's also talk about the security situation in Nigeria. So much has happened in that vicinity. I just heard a heartbreaking story from my colleague on Wasobia FM, Chiboy. He was telling me how he was robbed in traffic here in Lagos, and he's been going from pillar to post, from his bank to the police station, trying to get his money back. So we'll take a look at the security situation all over the country during today's big weekend. And then we'll also talk about jungle justice. A mob has murdered yet another murder suspect here in Lagos. We'll talk about jungle justice. We'll talk about why it's so rampant. Now, at 4 o'clock, the I Beg to Differ tournament will return. I'm excited about that. We're going to have our first quarterfinal debate featuring two of the sharpest students in Lagos. Remember, these remaining 8 children are competing to win 1 million naira. That's another reason why I say that 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. On today's Big Hard Fact, let's talk about the Gerrard Road collapse. I'm going to have Emmanuel Onwuka on the show with us, talking about the latest developments from the site itself. From the probe panel, from the police, and so much more. 5 p.m. Don't miss that conversation. As usual, we're going to bring you the latest news updates every hour on the hour. We'll hand you over to Rufai for conversations when we're done at 6 o'clock, after the news at 6. But let's jump right into the big weekend, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Does the APC have a legitimate grievance in Anambra? Can the federal government afford direct primary monitoring for all parties? Is the telecom shutdown improving or worsening security? And why do Nigerians still resort to jungle justice? It was a big weekend. Let's try to talk about all of the news that broke over the weekend. The Anambra APC says that it will challenge the governorship election results. As you know, INEC has declared Abga's Charles Soludo the winner and given him his certificate of return. But his APC opponent, Anduba, insists that he was cheated and that he'll be going to the tribunal. And his party is supporting him, at least at the state level. At the federal level, we've seen President Buhari congratulate Soludo. Same with Chris Ngige, who is a minister, but also an APC member from Anambra and the former governor. But at the state level, the chairman, Basil AGDK, says those men are speaking in their personal capacity and not on behalf of the party. He says the state party has not congratulated Soludo and has not accepted the result. And that's in spite of the fact that Okelwe Madokife, who says that he's the party's state publicity secretary, has congratulated Soludo. Now, EGDK says that Madokife is no longer the publicity secretary. He said, quote, Okelo was suspended in June this year. We were surprised that he has continued to parade himself as the publicity secretary of the party. That ought not to be. On behalf of APC Anambra State, we wish to clearly state that Madokife is no longer a member of our party, and so he cannot function, he cannot be or function as the publicity secretary of our party in the state. Anybody dealing with him as a member of the APC or publicity secretary of the party is doing so at their own risk. That's the message coming from the chairman in Anambra of the APC. Now, if you listen to today's Morning Crossfire, you know that we had an interview with Okelo. He spoke with Wemimo today. And on that show, he begs to differ. If you missed that interview, you can catch the full thing on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. But of course, if you listened live, then you heard him for yourself. Now, of course, if you didn't listen live, I have some of what he said for you right here.
let's start by clearing the air on your supposed sack from being the secretary, publicity secretary for the APC in Anambra State.
No one feels easy making an image for an organization and discussing that those who should understand the processes of that organization at a certain level do not. So let me save the time of Nigerians by saying that in APC, a campaign organization cannot sack a party official. No one party official can sack another. There are processes. And I would like to place it on record that the state executive committee of my great dynamic chapter has not met since the end of elections. The state working committee has not met since the end of elections. What you heard yesterday is illegal. And like I said in the initial statement, it is the subject of consultations within the state working committee, the state executive committee, and the state caucus. I will be handing over as publicity secretary when Anambra State Congresses, which were deferred for election, eventually hold. So this is not the right time for those who have vested interest in Congress to hit out perceived opponents or enemies without following the laid guidelines.
This is why you should start your day with the morning crossfire. Big interviews always happening 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's when the morning crossfire is live. But back to Uba, he says that he couldn't possibly have lost the election since the majority of local government chairmen in the state defected from ABGA to the APC right before the election. Same as the deputy governor. Uba's argument is that the local government chairman should reasonably be expected to deliver their local governments. And so if the result says otherwise, it must be due to rigging. Do you agree with this reasoning? ABGA obviously doesn't. ABGA says that Uba was deceived by so-called expired politicians who came to him for one final payday. You also have those who say that if a local government chairman switches parties but doesn't carry the party structure in the local government with him, the defection is worthless politically. Do you agree with that? 0700-993-993-993. Does the state APC have a case, in your opinion? 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. The state APC, do they have a case? You can also send your thoughts to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're streaming live on Facebook as well. Facebook's Nigeria Info FM. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Azubike is up first. Azubike is calling from Oshodi. Welcome.
It's Excellency President Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
I'm so much loyal to you this afternoon.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This sacking of publicity secretary to the APC in Anambra State. In the first morning, around like 5 a.m., where we removed this issue, we debated it and we contributed on it. But to my greatest surprise, that when Wenimo call him on a telephone call this morning, he said that nobody sack him until they went and get their convention. That is where they can now elect, choose a new candidate that will be present in different posts. I don't know where that false information is coming from about sacking or no sacking. That is why sometimes if I do not clarify by all this news, for me to just come out to speak it in the public, you used to put me in a very tight corner because I cannot defend myself except I had it on Nigeria Info. If I had it in Nigeria Info, anywhere that you are debating on it or arguing about it, I can be able to argue it to the last. I can even bet money. Are you getting me? So what I'm seeing in this issue is that I don't see any reason that such a false argument to become. But if you verify so very well, maybe it will be an opposition that is there to blackmail the image of the APC publicly secretary. So that's what I noticed on it. Let us be watching what will happen in Anambra.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, SBK. Emmanuel is in Ogun State. Hi, Emmanuel. Thank you for calling us. Oh, that's quite unfortunate. Emmanuel, call us back if you can. Don't forget, we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info FM. YouTube is also Nigeria Info FM. I would love to hear your thoughts. And of course, you can share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Let's talk to Peter in Badagry. Hi, Peter. Welcome to the show. Hello, Peter. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sandra. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good.
Welcome.
Are you?
I'm very well. Go ahead.
But you give me the Abacha first, so before we proceed.
I didn't bring it to the studio now.
Okay, thank you. Well, actually, on Anambra, APC, and the Republic, you know, Nigeria pattern of doing things. It's after June 12th election. We cannot get it right. Why? Because you know the way and manner we think, the way and manner we do things in Nigeria, at least let's a little bit change our cycle. Let's begin to use the first 11. Let's believe on the first 11. That's why I'm appealing to the youth. This 2023, let's do the magic one. Let's get leaders, not leaders with Yoruba parable, they say shakabula. We don't need leader with shakabula. We need leader that has quality. We need leader that can move with the 21st century. So at least Anambra election, even in the USF, the one that brought a former president, it was not 100%. At least let's be able to upgrade. Let's have the pass mark. For example, now look at that woman. They were offering money. She refused and she went and bought her conscience. So if we can be able to step up the game, not because of our politicians are so very trickish, which they always know how to squeeze us. When it comes to election, they will not bring better things. Then before you know, you tie yourself to the slavery for another 4 years. So let's be able to step up. Let's look at the best candidate. So what I'm saying is, the APC there in Anambra, this man has won, they know. But you know, politicians now, they will always have something to say. So may God bless for the Republic of Nigeria.
Peter, thank you very much for calling. Chinenye is in Surulere. Hi, Chinenye. Chinenye is in there anymore. Chinenye, call back if you can. Henry from Ikorodu says that okay, well, that's not for me. The state chairman knows Andy Uba still has some money left with him, and his intention was to help him waste it by rejecting the results, Chris says. All right, Chris. President Sandra, good afternoon. How's your day going? You're becoming a problem. Okay. Sandra, Uba is a joker. Anambra people don't want him. I'll advise him not to waste his money anymore by going to court because it is certain he's going to fail again in court. Acting with that message. Good afternoon, Sandra. Please, APC has the belief that they stand the chance of manipulating elections for their favor due to central power. The party publicity told Wemimo that the election wasn't rigged, but people were defranchised. Prince from Aja with that message there. Anambra APC should suspend Ngige and President Buhari for congratulating Soludo. All right. Let's speak with Uche. Uche is a first-time caller from Ago Palace. Hello, Uche.
Hi, Sandy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Uche. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy that my call was picked. So let me go straight and contribute to the discussion of the day.
Yes.
I've been laughing it out loud with that argument of Mr. Andy Oba.
Okay.
Saying that because of the defection of local government chairman, and it follows through that elections should go that same way. I'm laughing at this sort of reasoning at this time of democracy in our country, where people are beginning to take you know, they pull by the horn.
Mm.
One thing is that a lot of these politicians, they have no effect anymore. Mm. People have their say this time around. And I'm happy that Ndia Anambra have spoken. And the election actually went the way people expected it and the way people voted. It's quite unfortunate that the candidate for APC is making such an argument. But of course, I know at the end of the day, it will amount to nothing. Congratulations to Soludo and the Anambra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, Uche. We've got Etim at Satellite Town. Hi, Etim.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. The governorship candidate of APC talking to the Supreme, to the tribunal. Yeah, it is his constitutional right. If he said a foul play in the election, because election that many people willingly come out to came out to vote, and they were disenfranchised. If he want to base on his grudge on that ground, it is left for him. About APC congratulating, the spokesperson of APC in Anambra State, congratulating Charles Soludo.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. The president, Buhari, congratulated Gordon Obaseki. And after that election, the national campaign team went and met Buhari to brief him of the outcome of a Edo State election. Even the national campaign team congratulated Gordon Obaseki. So it's nothing wrong. Let me also talk about the Ondo election. When people talk of a free and fair election, they always mention Edo because it is the opposition that won the election. They will not mention Ondo. Ondo, Akeredolu won the election. And Jegede accepted defeat. He later went to the tribunal to challenge the outcome of the election. So anybody that is castigating because of their hatred against APC, against Buhari, whatever, they are just beating about the bush. Let him go and try his fate. If he wins at the tribunal, good for him. It is not. Even APC and ABGA, during the last election, you know, even the last election that was won by Willie Obiano, he went and visited Buhari for a time, to give him chance. No, thank you for not allowing them, for not interfering in the election. Because PDP were hell-bent to take back the state. What happened in the KTC in 2015? Federal government, when people were dying in the northeast, the army, the military in the war front, the civilians, they were dying and the creation of IDPs. They were using Dansuki Gate, the monument for procurement of weapons for the stomach infrastructure. Well, how many of them go to court? How many of them are in prison today? People should be very careful. This hatred against APC in the South and South, they should be very careful. And they will say APC should zone the presidential ticket to the South or South side. It will not happen.
All right, Etim. Thank you very much for calling. We have to take a break, unfortunately. But we'll be back. And when we are, we'll talk some more about Anambra. And we'll also talk about the other big political story that broke over the weekend, the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. If you just tuned in, hello, you're listening to all the big stories that broke over the weekend on The Big Weekend on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.
Sports after this. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Like I said before the break, the other big political story is the Electoral Act Amendment Bill and whether or not President Buhari will sign it into law. Some state governors are lobbying against it because the direct primary mandate is in there. Just to remind you, that clause says that all political party primaries going forward should be direct, with every member getting a vote. No more indirect primaries with delegates only. The National Assembly has pushed for this, but the governors are resisting. And now it's on the president's desk. I told you last week that the president usually gets official advice on bills from the Attorney General, Abubakar Malami. And now Malami has spoken on the record. He says the main factor that will determine the president's decision is cost.
Malami did not say whether he would recommend a yes or a no to the president, but he gave a criteria for the decision. He said, quote, "One thing I can tell you is that whatever the decision the president will eventually make arising from the amendment will be a decision that will be based on justice, that will be based on public interest, the security interest, and the economic interest of the nation. All these things will be factored by the president on arriving at a decision on whether to assent to a bill or not, and I do not see this electoral bill being different in terms of the exercise of the discretion of the president," end quote. Now, a lot of commentators are fixated on that economic interest part. Malami appears to be talking about how much it would cost for INEC to monitor direct primaries for all political parties, and maybe also the cost to the parties themselves. Now, INEC has already said that, yes, compulsory direct primaries will cost more money, but INEC seems to believe that it's worth it. And so does the National Assembly. Remember, the National Assembly holds the so-called power of the purse. I've talked about this with you so many times on this show. Power of the purse is, you know, the right to approve the budget, right? So the argument is, if the budget approver says that they believe that the money is there, is it not enough? Is that not enough? Because you have people, on the other hand, saying that the National Assembly has not been financially prudent, which is why the budget deficit keeps growing and the federal debt is ballooning. So are we sure that the federal government can truly afford to fund INEC supervision of direct primaries? And then there's political parties. Because while INEC is paying the monitor, the parties have to pay to conduct the primaries. And that means conducting a direct primary in every single ward of all 774 local government areas in the country. And the argument against this is that most parties will not be able to afford it. But on the other hand, you have those who say that a party is supposed to be able to fund and organize a nationwide general election exercise. Any party that cannot do that does not deserve to be called a political party. Because any party that can do that can also carry out nationwide direct primaries. Because remember that political parties are supposed to register members, collect dues from their members to fund their activities. So in theory, a party should always have enough money from member dues to pay for a direct primary where every member votes, since every member should be paying for themselves through dues, in theory. I don't know if that happens in Nigerian political parties in practice. By the way, Bukola Saraki has spoken on this issue. He's the former Kwara State Governor, immediate past Senate President, and he gave a very nuanced response. He said, quote, "Direct primary is best for political parties if properly done. But I am sure that Nigerians are not prepared for it because there's still a lot of work to be done. But now that the National Assembly has passed it, we should make the best out of the situation rather than allowing the controversy, which is one item, to throw away the other good parts of the bill. What is important is for the president to sign it and enable Nigerians to benefit from the other parts," end quote. So he thinks that direct primaries are the best, but Nigeria is not ready. But rather than throw the baby out with the bathwater, let's just pass the bill. What do you say to all the 3 points Saraki made? So let me do a summary of all the things that I've just talked about with this story. Number one, do you think that the federal government can afford to fund INEC to monitor direct primaries for all parties, for all tickets? Number two, is a party's inability to fund and organize direct primaries a sign that the party is not serious? Number three, do you think that Saraki's point about direct primaries being the best, but Nigeria isn't ready, but rather than risk the entire bill with all the other good provisions, let's just pass it, is a good point? 01465-7190-0700-993-993-993. I hope we can get to all the stories that we would like to talk about that broke over this weekend. Women, call us on 01465-7190. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And there's WhatsApp where you can share your thoughts as well. WhatsApp is 08095975805. Ikechukwu in Otter Farm is on the line. Hi, Ikechukwu.
Katandra, may God bless you.
Bless you as well.
Number one, to tell you, say, I get chop over, you get chop our Abacha. This, you should go to Hague, ICC, not only Supreme Court, too, because I want to tell you that Anambra is not in the state. Anambra people cannot agree. I support Anambra people. I support that woman that elected that 5,000. I support Nigeria youth that will not collect bribe to vote for 2010. Concerning the sign of
I'm hearing you.
He must sign it because it is our way. May God bless that assembly for what for me. He must sign it all. This is why Malami they talk and Sakari Sariki. Then they talk their own. Nigeria wants him to sign it. And the direct farmer is the way to go. Nigeria direct farmer is the way for Nigeria youth. Direct farmer is the way for Nigeria transformation to do exploits. So let Anjuba go to Hague. Not only Supreme Court. We can never agree what happened in Imo State to happen in Anambra. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Ikechukwu from Otter Farm. Frank is an old Joe. Hi, Frank.
Alexandra.
Sir?
How are you?
I'm very well.
This is Mr. Frank, the Vice President of us.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Alexandra.
Hmm?
If all these goods are coming, I'm the Vice President. You give me my own share.
It's coming. Don't worry. I'll ship it to Ojo.
All right. And the time that I want to talk about this Anambra election, there are 18 good candidates that contested for this election. Why is you only one person that said no? Out of 18. One person. Even one of the candidates have even congratulated Professor Soludo. This person, is it because he belongs to APC? Or is an APC candidate, the troublemaker? This is why he's coming out to show himself. Now, let me just tell you that Soludo is well-known and recognized person in this country. And who knows him in this country? Soludo has worked in Central Bank and we know one or two things that he, and the one that he wanted to do. Even that the federal government said, he went to Ghana and do something that the whole world is saying. Then these kind of people are people that we want, that they are creative, that can make a good thing this time around. This one is going to court shouting because of ego, so that people will say, yes, I, after all, I went to court.
But is it ego? Because remember he said that, that all the local government chairman ported to APC from ABGA, so that it doesn't make sense that he will lose election because he has all the local government chairman in Anambra. What do you think about that point that he made?
Auntie Sandra, some churches used to go to evangelism and tell you that their church is the best. That they are doing healing, salvation and everything. So they have been going to all these people one after another, telling them like Buhari is in support of them and that Buhari is going to do whatever it costs to make them be in the seat. That all of them should come. So that they should not deceive us. God is here now. And what happens to that election is what is going to happen in the federal 2023. Many of them decamped and went to him, hoping that what happened in Imo State will happen there, which is not going to happen. It cannot be possible because they are not doing to an illiterate. We don't want illiterate again.
All right, Frank. Thanks for calling. Namondo is online. Namondo is in Okota. Are you still there? Hello? Oh, you're not there anymore. Call back if you can, please. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We start Mondays by bringing you all the big stories that broke over the weekend. Now, let's take a look at the latest insecurity. Here in Lagos, Chiboy from Wazobia FM told me about him getting robbed. Here in Lagos, somewhere on Alakpere, I think. And he was in his car. It was a car robbery. They broke his car windows, and all they asked for was his phone. But he did not know in time to block his line or to block his accounts using the USSD codes for different banks. And so they've wiped out all the money in his account, and he's gone to his bank, and his bank has been able to find the accounts where the money was transferred. In fact, the armed robbers even used his money to bet. You know, they placed like 5 bets, 100,000 naira out of the money that they stole from his account to place bets with a betting organization. And, you know, they just wiped him clean. They wiped him clean, and it was a lot of money. And his bank has been able to tell him, well, this is where and where all of the money has gone. The first withdrawal was made around 3 a.m. He was robbed around 8 p.m. at night. And you know, the bank has said, well, the money's gone. There's nothing we can do about it anymore. So now Chiba is saying, well, you know where the money went. You know who and who the money's, who and whose accounts the money went into. You can't tell me that the money is gone. Let's, you know, find a way to get these people to come over and have them arrested. So he's on the matter. He's trying to solve that problem for himself. And once he has an update, I will share that with you, Lagos. And I'm also wondering if this is something that has happened to you. Have you experienced this? Have you been robbed in traffic and had all the money in your account be wiped off? So that's for Lagos. In Katsina, gunmen attacked Gwazo village on Friday, killed at least 6 people. They allegedly arrived around 9 p.m., operating until late Saturday morning. Now get this, the residents of the village are saying that they couldn't call for help because of the telecom shutdown. Instead, some of them who managed to escape on foot ran to neighboring villages to get help. By the time anybody could get to the police or the army, the gunmen had finished their operation and left. Now, the question is, how often is this scenario happening in all the states with telecom shutdowns? Because we've talked about this in theory before on Hard Facts, but now we have an actual report of it from an actual village. These people could not call for help. Now, imagine if this happens every time there's a raid in one of these states. Imagine that the gunmen know that if they attack a village with no police station or army barracks, there will be no way for the security agencies to find out in time and respond, because nobody can get them on the phone. Do you think that this knowledge will embolden them to conduct more attacks, or do you think it will discourage them? So that's Katsina. Moving over to Borno State, the army reported a victorious battle against ISWAP insurgents in Askira Uba, local government of Borno State. The army says that its soldiers combined with air support to kill several terrorists and destroy their equipment. Now, I want you to pay attention. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. The ISWAP equipment that the army says it destroyed, it includes 5 A jets, 2 A-29 planes, 2 Dragon combat vehicles, 9 gun trucks. Now, let's take a look at those first two items. The army seems to be telling Nigerians that ISWAP now has air power. By the way, the A-29 is another name for the Super Tucano. But according to the army, the battle was successful. However, the army also says that it lost a brigadier general in the exchange, Brigadier General Zama Zekusu. He is said to have died while providing reinforcement during a successful counterattack. Now, that's some of what's happening in security nationwide. Lagos, tell me your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. 0145-7190. 0145-7190. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you very much for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I want to say that I support the last caller who said that Uba's problem is his ego.
Okay.
Right? Let me leave that there.
Okay.
On the issue of Saraki's statements on direct primaries, Sandra, if your bank can isolate all its customers and enable them to use short codes to do different things on their accounts, transfer money, make inquiry, even pay bills.
Right.
And we trust them. We trust the use of those codes.
Right.
Why can't we trust them to be used for primaries? You know, I'm baffled that Nigerians are sweating over this issue. We can use short codes. *123*#. If I want to vote, this is the code to press. If I want to choose a candidate, take the option you want. *9*, *10*. It's so easy. Why are we trying to make it look as if, you know, our problems are the biggest problems in this world? Ordinary short code. If a party deploys short code, you and I will vote right now, and the case is ended. And InterSwitch or whatever the switch company that they use will release the results. We can even be looking at live updates. Why are we so? I don't know, Sandra. Let me just stop.
Okay. Thank you for calling. We've got Christopher Inikoyi on the line. Hi, Chris.
President Sandra, the people's president.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. That is presidential Abacha that you ate to. Quick one. Can I say about Anambra?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Good one. I want to beg Andy Uba. Nobody today don't start this Anambra politics. He has been trying to. What do you want? A senator? Is he not enough? Must he be a governor? You say you voted for this man because you know you will not win. How come? You remember the deputy governor of the camp to APC, right? The minister of. The woman that buys those BMW. What is her name again? Minister, former Minister of Aviation.
Stella Odua?
Aha, good. Stella Odua. All of them, I was watching the video that day. All these people, the camp into APC. Even when the deputy governor of the camp, I said, well, let's see how it goes. The couple, the support, or the machinery that they will carry to APC. Let's see how it goes.
All right, so let's see how it goes.
I want to thank them once more. And I don't want what happened in Imo to happen in Anambra. For peace to reign, APC, the state chapter or whatever, Ngige congratulate President Buhari, congratulate the man. What else do you want?
What else do you want, Chris says. Nkemi Surulere, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Good evening.
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Yes, go ahead.
So, Sandra, I want to talk about the insecurity of a thing. I heard Chiboy, the day she was talking about it with Cheche. And I was so pained, like, I don't know how to put this thing. Tomorrow will be 3 weeks. The same thing happened to my younger sister. She was going to work. They took her iPhone.
Okay.
And within how many minutes, they swiped off all the money in her account. Till now, she's still, like, feeling somehow.
Yeah.
Some of the money is the contribution they made in their company. They want to use the money for something.
Oh,
so she's
no.
going to pay for what she needs.
Oh, no.
The thing is really, it's really, really horrible. Like, I don't know how to express it, but I pray God help us in this country.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Speaking of God, two men were burned to death at First Rainbow for allegedly being armed robbers. Allegedly, Okada riders in the area caught the two men, beat them up, set them ablaze. The police have confirmed the incident and said that they are investigating both the alleged robberies and the deaths of the two men. The police have also once again begged Nigerians to stop taking the laws into their own hands with jungle justice. You know, Lagos, lynching is murder. Let me just get that out of the way from the start. Lynching is murder. Nigerian law, under Nigerian law, you and I have no right to kill someone that we suspect of a crime. Even if you catch the person red-handed, you're not supposed to harm them, talk less of kill them. The only thing, the only right thing to do is take them to the police. And this is not something unique to Nigeria. It's an accepted part of life in every civilized country. If you catch a criminal, you hand them over to the police. And even the police do not have a right to kill a suspect just like that. That's what we talk about when we say extrajudicial killings. And we all condemn it when the police do it. Recently, Nigeria Info was covering the Ikoku 4 case in Port Harcourt. And so many of you were calling in and talking about, how the police was wrong to kill Chima Ikunado in that case. But when it's a mob that kills a suspect, some of the same people who condemn the police will defend it. Some will even join in. And the question I always ask is, what if you were the one accused of a crime? Would you want it judged and settled by a crowd? Take this case, for example. It's been reported in all other news outlets as Okada men kill two robbery suspects. But, if you are a driver, if you have driven in a Nigerian city with lots of Okada riders, you know that sometimes some of them will attack a motorist over a traffic dispute and accuse that motorist of killing their member, for example. Some of you may have witnessed it, or some of you may have been victims. So for all we know, this case at Rainbow was one of those cases, or not. I'm not saying. It could also be true that they were armed robbers. But you see, we can never know now because the process was not followed. Due process was not followed. So again, what if it were you? What if you were the one surrounded by a few dozen Okada riders? Maybe because you accidentally knocked one of them down and they decided to take justice into their own hands on the spot. Would you be in favor of jungle justice? Why are so many Nigerians in favor of jungle justice in principle? Why is it that we don't extend to others the same right that we would want for ourselves? A fair hearing. I feel like this is a topic for next week, but talk to me, Lagos. Like, we'll give 1 hour next week and, like, you know, get into it. But right now, let's talk. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts via WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And yes, there's Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello. Good evening. Hello. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Okay, yeah, for the case of the robbery issue, same thing happened to my brother last year.
Okay.
His phone was stolen, so he didn't remember on time to actually call his bank to
block
his account. So all his money in his account was taken off.
Yeah.
$500,000 was taken off from his account.
Goddamn.
So he went to his bank. But the thing there is that I think the bank has not been mandated to do anything further by CBN. Because ordinarily, what the bank would tell you to do is to liaise with the law enforcement agency to do something. And, you know, they can't give you the third-party details. So once you have a law or certain enforcement agency come in, then they can give them the third party details for them to follow through. Mm. But you know how it is with Nigerian police as one of our law enforcement agency, and if they want to do their job, they will do it. This is what we sometimes, you know who they are by the details the person the transfer was, you know, made to. But I don't know if the CBN are actually coming into this to actually help customers that are, have been, you know, rendered, you know, bankrupt because of this issue. So whenever your phone is stolen, the first thing you do is call your bank and block your account and also your line as well. Mm. For the linking issue, these people, when you see somebody, one chance people, when they do things to people, that is why you see people, you know, I don't know, go for jungle justice, because the person who actually beat you up and collect your belongings, and tomorrow police take the person, tomorrow you see the person in the street again, what do you do? You don't do what they're supposed to do. That's why sometimes people take laws into their hands. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. He says, well, they get arrested, the police sends them back out, and so it annoys people, and then they take people, they take laws into their own hands. But then you become a murderer. So is it okay? They rob you, you murder them. You know, you know, are you willing to become a murderer because someone robbed you? Is that something that you're fine with? 99.3, hello.
Hello, my sister. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Akakadili. I'm somewhere in the FBI.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. My take on this issue of Okada Neshe to suspected arm robber at Second Rainbow. My question is that can they say two wrong can never make a right. Okada right are beyond that. I agree they are wrong, but they are criminal for the first instance. They to the law, they are not ought to be on that highway. It's illegal for them to be there. Now you are now a suspected criminal. Now the nation a criminal. Let's assume that those two men are armed robbers truly. So they have power, they have the moral value, or the moral rights, or the even the legal rights to even nation. Even when the government have been hammering on this highway for a time, that was the time Lagos State Task Force arrested them. If you know, they attacked them, they bombed tires on that same force. Because I'm a cabman, I'm working at that lady. We know what we face on that metro apparel that day. Majority, 100% of them are criminal. You are now attacking, you are now leashing suspected arm robber. What about the end of the day, those people, they just mistakenly, as they attack them. They have lost their life. Who's to blame? I think that God will help us with this country as we believe. We believe that it's God that will help us. We cannot help ourselves anymore. Thank you. Have a wonderful
day. You too. Have a wonderful day. Matthew from Lekki says, concerning the bill, if the bill is approved, I think the level of corruption will drastically increase. If when the primary is indirect and there's a high level of embezzlement, then when they think about when primary is made expensive, that means embezzlement cannot be measured. All right, Matthew. Ma'am, people involved in jungle justice because we don't trust our law enforcement agencies anymore. A thief was apprehended at Oshodi. They kept shouting, take me to the police. Could you believe we saw him on the street the following week after handing him over to the police? Eniola from Bagada with that message. Okay, so you see him on the street, hand him back to the police. You know, I don't know. Why commit a crime to solve another crime? Again, this is a conversation we'll have next week. I don't know what day yet, but it's a conversation we have to have next week. For an hour, you and I will talk about the philosophy behind jungle justice, the logic of jungle justice. Sandra, people don't trust police anymore, is a message here. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for your message. Sandra, jungle justice here is a combination of two things. Many uncivilized, ignorant, uneducated people in this country, and the police having failed in upholding the rule of law by duly putting criminals locked away. Dari with that message. Dari, thank you very much. Good day, my radio goddess. What's with Senator Andy Uba? He had thought